he's
and you want to believe, you know, I get to find out his great grandmother is a Russian, was a Russian.
Really?
My man, the man from Israel.
I didn't know that.
He genes come from Russia.
Yeah, well, most of them have immigrated.
Not most.
Yeah.
All of them.
Well,
it's just 55 years they celebrate last year. 55 years for the existence of Israel.
Yeah.
So they had to come from somewhere about.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading a thing that Shiron, great grandmother,
was a Russian.
Was a Russian.
I didn't know that.
You understand?
Yeah.
So the man come inside there and bang the man and take the land.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you ain't no happy. Don't care if you hate Arafat. And I'm going to tell them this.
Mm-hmm.
You did a game with Arafat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not about supporting someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about Fulan.
Mm-hmm.
It's about identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. That's
and Heidi, these people would kill and kill even the mother just to get the word across. Because just look at it. She was going to say he ain't talking to Arafat. Well, if the man in charge, who you talk to? You got to talk to the man. And by resenting the man, my grandmother used to say, who not here? Feel. So that's what the Taliban them did. You understand?
Yeah.
And who going to support him to say he mustn't talk to Arafat? He did. You must remember, Arafat was a terrorist. So he know all the mechanisms.
Yeah, right.
And I got a feeling he's the one who calling them off, because these guys, they got the resources.
Yeah, sure.
And they got the kind of fighters America can't fight.
That's right.
I could be one. You could be one.
Yeah.
So you don't know who is who.
Yeah. And
so the day they kill Arafat, they get fucked.
Yeah.
So I tell you, because each individual cell, they ain't working on the body no more.
Yeah.
They're working as individuals.
I see. And so you think
right now he have them as a cell.
And that any one of these can be a one man jihad.
One man jihad. You understand? So let them get rid of your fat. I mean, why them do it? Because them men they do it.
What do you think?
That's where the war and where they start. They do wrong from the right.
Okay, how do you resolve that problem?
I say establish a Palestinian state.
Yeah.
Recognize them in the United Nations. Help them to build the infrastructure.
Uh-huh.
And anytime Israel feel like she hot and she want to go over there, let her fight tit for tat.
Uh-huh.
Not one side tries to and the other side got gone.
Yeah, right. But what's preventing that now? I mean,
America.
But won't America is supports.
Could you imagine Israel have nuclear weapons?
No, I believe they do.
They do?
Sure they do.
So why Saddam Hussein can't have?
Yeah, right. Well, The simple reason is that Israel's our friend and Saddam Hussein isn't.
Saddam was your friend too.
Saddam was never.
Saddam was America. Hey, I know about it. I read about
it. Tell me about it.
The war between Iran and Iraq
was triggered
by America.
Yeah.
America put Saddam Hussein, his dear friend, to fight
Iran. Is that right?
But this is what make Saddam Hussein get sour. That I tell you, Oliver North and George Bush should have been in jail. And people in America who they had as hostage.
I go along with that. That's okay.
The people
I'll drink
who
to that.
They had as hostages. Hostages in Iran.
Yeah.
You understand
that? I remember that. I know that was during Carter's administration.
One of them, when my father had to look for Oliver North and kill him. Because this is what they did. They put Saddam Hussein to fight the Iran.
You mean those 60 hostages that were...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
They give Saddam Hussein ammunition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
He was the ally.
Mm-hmm.
But one day, Saddam Hussein sent 27 fighters over to Iraq.